This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up this month, you can take part in an experience within and outside the Vietnam War. WSIU television producer Mark St. George is the director of A Bad Deal. It's a documentary that really focuses on one person's experience. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, it is a pleasure to be here.
So when we talk about A Bad Deal, let's kind of just talk about what this is. Who created it and how did it come to be?
Well, like in all of TV and film, it's a lot of persistence and a little bit of luck. So we were able to locate a Vietnam veteran named Jim Hamlin. Jim served, he was drafted in December of 1966. He is a recipient of the Bronze Star for Valor in Combat during his time of service over in Vietnam. He provided us with a candid, rare interview where he really lays out his experiences during service of the Vietnam War. What makes this documentary so unique is that, of his own accord, Jim brought with him an 8mm camera, and he recorded his entire experience while over there. So this documentary not only focuses on Jim and his story, but shows viewers, for the very first time in television history, this rare, unseen footage of the Vietnam War, the lives of soldiers in Vietnam, the lives of the Vietnamese people. It shows POWs. It shows the daily lives of U.S. soldiers in the Vietnam War, their struggles. And you see it through the eyes of this Vietnam veteran. It is literally, Jennifer, opening up a time capsule for the very first time. And we're doing it with our audience.
When you hear veterans of whatever era tell their story, oftentimes you'll see them close their eyes. They're reliving it in their own mind, in their own memory. This really allows you to see what's behind those images that people saw when they were there, and so many were not privy to.
Absolutely, Jennifer. What this documentary does is offer an introspective look in the life of one particular veteran. And a lot of Vietnam documentaries rightfully deal with the overall conflict, they deal with the political aspects of it, and this documentary does as well. But I think you'll find that it's more of a human interest story. There's more heart in this particular Vietnam documentary than I've really seen in many that I've viewed. And part of that is Jim's bravery, not only in service during his time in Vietnam, but also in sharing his story and being so candid. The documentary itself opens with the story of Jim's first assignment. And it was a very difficult one for him because it dealt with death.
I noticed about a half a mile out there were some Vietnamese or Viet Cong, I didn't know for sure, but they were really paying special attention to us. Anyway, I'm sleeping, and the guy next to me on the right, he was on duty. I heard a thump, and I knew exactly what it was, even though I was sleeping. It was a grenade. It landed, the first one landed right next to my foot. He jumped on top of me, then it blew up, and it really injured him severely, his legs. And all I did is got, this is crazy, but I just got like small hand grenade fragments in my hand. And when they called in illumination, you could still see some enemy activity out there.
It is just unbelievable the experiences that the Vietnam veterans went through while they were over there. And again, Jim does such a marvelous job of storytelling and weaving a narrative that truly encompasses his entire experience over there.
A Bad Deal airs on WSIU and will air on public broadcasting stations across the country over the next several weeks and months. You can check your local listings and WSIU.org for more information. Mark, one more story as we talk about this experience that Jim went through. He also really got a picture for the people that were there. A lot
Absolutely.
Of times you don't learn about something until you're actually in it. What do you think, what would he have to say about the people?
Jim has always expressed to me his desire of this documentary to showcase the humanity.
People over there who you have to sympathize with what they went through. I mean, the kids and, I mean, even the parents. I mean, I recall I had my ankle busted over there. After I was back from the hospital, I still had a cast on, and I was in charge of having these Vietnamese fill sandbags and do miscellaneous work around there. And I remember vividly thinking, this could be my father. And here's a guy in a war-torn country that's out here working for like 100 piastres or something a day, a dollar a day or something, you know. I mean, their health is terrible, you know, and it just, it really made you think about the people over there, so.
That's Jim Hamlin, who told his story with the help of director Mark St. George of WSIU. Mark, thanks so much.
Jennifer, it has been a pleasure to be with you.
And again, A Bad Deal shows on WSIU, and it'll show on a PBS station near you over the next several weeks and months. You can get more information at WSIU.org.